Amen. Brother Isaac Moshe. Good afternoon, everybody. This is the day that the Lord has made. We should all rejoice and be glad in it, even on rainy days and sunshiny days. Please stand and join us in singing hymn number 222, We've Come This Far by Faith.
Psalm 100. Let the whole earth shout triumphantly to God. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs. Acknowledge that the Lord is God. He made us and we are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, and his faithful love endures forever, his faithfulness through all generations. The word of God.
Let us pray. O Heavenly Father, most righteous God, Lord, we have come into this house and gathered in this place to worship and praise your holy name. God, you have been good to us, Father. Stretching out across the risers, all through the pews, Father God, we showcase decades of your goodness. We showcase decades of your faithfulness. We showcase decades of your loving kindness and your mercy towards us, Father. And God, we want to say thank you. Lord, as we come for this men's musical, Father God, we lift up our hearts, Father. We lift up our hands, Father. We lift up our voices, God. We lift up the instrumentation, Father. And we ask in the name of Jesus that you would pour out your spirit upon this house, Father. Lord, we ask that you would pour out your spirit that we might worship you in spirit and in truth. Father God, we ask, Father, it's not because we haven't been through the storm and because we haven't been through the rain, but in the midst of the storm, you've been God. In the midst of the rain, you've been our shelter. You've been our strong tower. You've been our mighty fortress. God, you've kept us and you've brought us from a mighty long way. And so, Father, as we worship you through music, God, we ask that you would get all of the honor. We ask that you would get all of the glory. We ask, Father God, that with every lyric lifted up, Father God, let your name be glorified. With every melodious sound lifted up from the instruments, Father, let your name receive all the glory and the honor and the praise. And then, Father God, we ask in the name of Jesus that you would let your music minister to your people, Father. Let your music minister to our hearts. Let your music minister to our minds. Father God, we pray that you would let your music uplift us today, Father. Let your music inspire us to be better Christians today, Father. Let your music, Father God, touch the anxieties and the cares and the concerns of our hearts, Father God. Help us, Father God, to know that you are God. In spite of the storms, in spite of the rain, in spite of everything we're going through, you're still God. And you've been God, Father God. You've been God for our ancestors, and you're still God today, Father. You were God before our troubles, and you're God in our troubles, and you're God when our troubles are over. And so, Father, we just pray in the name of Jesus. As we worship you today, Father God, have your way. Have your way, Lord. Move through the house, Father God. Let your will be accomplished through our singing. Let your will be accomplished through the instrumentation. Let your will be accomplished through our worship and our praise. Yes. And we'll be careful to give your name all the praise, the honor, and the glory. Father God, touch those who are going through a storm right now, Father. Touch those, Father God, who wanted to be here but weren't able to make it, Father, for one reason or another. Touch us, Father God. In Jesus' name we ask you and pray. Amen and thank God.
Amen. Good afternoon to Pastor Robinson, members of Ebenezer Baptist Church family, our guests, visitors, friends, and supporters of the men's course. I'm Gloria Davis.
And I'm Leroy Davis. And we are the chairs of the sesquicentennial celebration for Ebenezer Third Baptist Church. Today, I'm happy to serve in a dual role. I'm a member of this outstanding men's course at Ebenezer, which I happen to be the director, and I praise God and thank God for that. But I'm also serving as the co-chair for the sesquicentennial celebration.
Back in February, Leroy had this idea about a reunion choir as an opportunity for the brothers who have moved away to come back home and celebrate the rich history of the men's chorus by participating in a reunion choir.
And of course, Gloria, in her loving and smiling way, said, "That's a big project, and I'm not sure you can pull all of that together."
He started calling the brothers, and the yeses started coming in on the project. And his smile got bigger and bigger and bigger, and so this is where we are.
We started out with six yeses, and then two additional brothers said that they have been able to adjust their schedules to join us and to make a total of eight brothers from different parts of the country who have come back to worship with us today.
Thank you. One brother who had already planned a cruise a year or so ago, was trying to rearrange his schedule so that he can do another cruise. But Leroy talked him out and said, man, go on your cruise.
And this highly anticipated day is finally here. What was once a vision is a reality. We've had a great weekend so far. It's been a lot of smiles, a lot of hugs, a lot of tears like mine, and a lot of fellowship.
And the brothers have kept their two traditions alive, singing and eating a lot.
Our current men's chorus members have done an exceptional job in planning this weekend. And they've done a great job of being welcoming and accommodating. To God be the glory for the things he has done.
Brothers and sisters, please allow us to introduce our returning brothers for the reunion choir. Please hold your applause until we've introduced all of the brothers.
Andre Durden, who now lives in Indiana.
Hold your applause.
J.B. Payne, who now lives in Mississippi. Kenneth Owens, who lives in Austin. Robert Reed, who now lives in Katy. Fred Renfro, who is a deacon at Corinth. Reverend Gary Renfro, who is the senior pastor at Corinth.
In Austin.
Rodney I.W. Swisher, who now lives in Grand Prairie. And Jerry Williams, who lives in Gaffney, South Carolina.
Also,
let's give them applause.
Yes. Also, let's welcome and thank God for the current Ebenezer Men's Chorus. Will you please stand?
We welcome you, and we welcome back our brothers and their families to this historic concert.
As we continue to prepare for our sesquicentennial anniversary scheduled for Sunday, February 16, 2025, we thank you for being a part of this Gateway series.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are very, very proud to present the Ebenezer Baptist Church Men's Chorus Reunion Choir Concert. Sit back. I hope you have your shouting shoes on. Let's worship God.
Thank you. This is your folder.
Amen. Standing for Christ, we are men. feel that I'm so far from you, Lord. But I still hear you calling me. Those simple things that I once knew, the memories, they are drawing me. Oh, I must confess that, Lord, I've been blessed, but yet my soul is still not satisfied. So, Lord, renew my faith and restore my joy and dry my weeping eyes. Take me back.
Take me back.
Take me back.
Take me back, dear Lord,
to the place,
where I
take me back,
take me back,
take me back to
Lord, take me back to Lord, where I first believe.
I feel that I'm so far from you, Lord. But still I hear you calling me. Those simple things that I once knew, the memories, they are drawing me. Yes, I must confess that, Lord, I've been blessed, but yet my soul is still not satisfied. No, no. So, Lord, renew my faith and restore my joy. Come on and dry these weeping eyes.
Take me back.
Take me back, dear Lord.
Take me back, dear Lord.
Where I,
to the place,
where I first
received you.
Take me back.
Take me back.
Take me back, dear Lord.
Take me back, dear Lord, where I first
believed. I have
so long.
Yes, I have. To make it,
to make it all alone.
But I need your help.
I need your help.
Yes, I do. Just to make it,
just to make it all. Take me back.
Take me back, dear Lord. Where I first received you. Take me back.
Take me back.
Oh, take me back, dear Lord.
Take me back, dear Lord, where I
first
thank you. just to call your name in the falling rain, just to hear the sound when I'm feeling down. Way in the night, I whisper soft and low, Jesus, I say, the sweetest name I know. Time I call your name aloud, alone in my prayer, or even in a crowd, and it never fails whenever it's told. Your name brings joy and never grows old. The sweetest name I know.
Jesus, everywhere I go.
Yes, sir, everywhere I go. No other name.
Yours can compare.
Always by in distress, I called on you. You brought me joy.
ladies and gentlemen, that Brother Lorenzo Fitzpatrick, one of his calls to fame is, it's been joy. He had planned to be here, and somehow his flight was canceled, and so he's in Miami. And but he did send his regrets that he was not able to make it okay. So we're going to go to the next piece.
Master, the tempest is raging. Oh, and the billows are tossing high. The sky is all shadowed with blackness, and there's no shelter or help is nigh. Carest thou not that we perish? So how canst thou lie asleep when each moment so madly is threatening? Oh, a grave in the angry deep. Get up, Jesus, because
the winds shall obey.
And weather
the wrath of the
storms tossed sea.
Whatever it be.
Yes, the Lord. Waters can swallow the ship where lies the master of ocean and earth and sky. They all shall sweetly obey. Master, with anguish of spirit, I bow in my grief today, and the depths of my sad heart trouble. Oh, please awaken and save. pray. Torrents of sin and of anguish sweep all my seeking, my seeking soul, and I perish, dear Master. Oh, please hasten, come on and hurry up and take control. Get up, Jesus, because the winds and the waves, they shall obey. They'll obey your will. Just say peace. Peace. Ooh, just say peace. Peace. Weather. On the storm, where the demons are men are, or whatever it may be, you know the waters they have swallowed, the ship where lies. Oh, the master of the ocean and the earth and the skies, and they all shall sweetly obey your will. In the morning, at noonday, in the midnight hour, we're looking for, got to have some. Come on, Jesus, bring. Come on, Jesus, bring. We need your peace. We need your peace.
What shall we render to the Lord for all his benefits towards us? Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you today asking that you would forgive us of our sin. Heavenly Father, we ask that you would bless our givings. We ask that you would bless those hearts that desire to give but are unable for whatever reason. Dear Heavenly Father, we ask that you would bless our talents, our spiritual gifts, our ministries, all the things that we use to uplift thy kingdom and to let our light shine in dark places. Heavenly Father, we acknowledge that you gave us your best, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Jesus, we acknowledge that you gave us your all. You gave us your life, Heavenly Father, so that we may have a way back into our eternal home. Holy Spirit, we acknowledge that you give us discernment, that you convict us, that it's by your transforming power that we are the saints that God has called us to be. Dear Heavenly Father, we ask that you would help us to embody the essence of the Trinity. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Can we please start with the west side? Please stand and face the wall, please. And we're going to start with the back row and come all the way down.
Would everyone on the east side please stand for the offering? They will direct you from the rear. In the center aisle, please rise. Face the east wall and be directed from the rear. Ushers, thank God for the offering. Blessings and honor. I tell you, what an afternoon, again, to our guests and visitors and family and friends and our online guests. We're so glad you're here. Now, this was a first. When you get home, tell them we sang until the screen came My land. Brothers? Well, all right. It's my privilege and honor to share with you during this memorial period. And we have some members who are no longer with us. They're singing up in that heavenly choir, so to speak. I'd like to start with a poem for you, and then hopefully the magic of technology, our expert Kanika will have some things on the screen for you. The poem goes like this. I thought of you today, but that is nothing new. I thought about you yesterday and days before that, too. I think of you in silence. I often speak your name. All I have are memories and your picture in a frame. Your memory is a keepsake from which we'll never part. For God has you in his arms, but I have you in my heart. Gone but not forgotten are deceased members. C. Deshaun Boyd. Vernon Coleman. Brother Alfred Dodson, Sr. Brother Vank Fowler. Brother Danny Grattan, Sr. Brother Raymond Godine, Jr. Brother Tyrone Haywood. Brother Spencer Holmes. The Reverend Gus Lyons. And our Robert, our brother Robert Oregon. Deacon Oregon. Brother Lonnie Van Zant. Brother Derek Weems. One of our founding fathers, Brother Walter West. The illustrious Dr. David Williams. And a couple honorary members too. Dr. General and Trustee General Marshall. And who could forget the incomparable Mrs. Vina Coleman. I'll be, if you miss me singing down here, so can you say that with me? Let's sing it together. If you miss me singing down here, if you miss me singing down here, oh, come on up to bright glory, you'll find me singing up there. A little louder. I'll be singing up there, singing up there. I'll be singing up there, singing up there. Oh, come on up to bright glory. I'll be singing. Amen.
He came all the way from glory. doctor, some say a lawyer too. Stand up and tell the whole wide world just what he's done for you.
And driven, battered by an angry sea. When the storms of life are raging and their fury falls on me, I wonder what I have done to make this race so hard to run. Then I say to my soul, take courage, the Lord will make a way somehow. To do
our best in service. Try to do the best I can. When I choose to do the right thing, evil present on every hand. I look up and wonder why good fortune pass me by. Then I say to my soul, be patient. The Lord will make a way somehow. Understanding, out of all the good I do, I go to friends for consolation, and I find them complaining too. So many nights I toss pain, what the day will bring. Then I say to my heart, don't worry, the Lord will make a way somehow.
The Lord will make a way somehow. He will take away his sorrow. Let him. When the load is so heavy, the weight is shone upon my brow.
Your mother's gone.
There's a sweet,
when your father's gone.
There's a sweet,
when your sister's gone.
There's a sweet,
when your brother's gone.
There's a sweet,
when your family's gone.
There's a sweet,
when your banker's gone.
There's a sweet,
Well, now it's amazing.
It's amazing how the Lord provides.
It's just amazing.
It's amazing how the Lord provides.
It's amazing.
It's just amazing.
He hears me.
Holds my hand.
It's just amazing. Well, it's really amazing.
It's just amazing.
It's amazing how the Lord provides.
It's just amazing.
It's amazing how the Lord provides.
It's just amazing.
It's amazing how the Lord provides.
And
He hears me.
He hears
me every time I call. Holds my hand. It's just amazing.
If you're thirsty,
if I'm thirsty,
I tried him
and he won't deny.
And you can call him,
whenever you need.
And if you're hungry,
I'm
going to go to
feed.
He's always
here, my cry.
He'll wipe the tears. It's just amazing.
It's amazing how the Lord provides. And it's always by my side.
Oh,
now through danger. Through danger I'm going to hear.
He's waiting
right there to cheer me.
Consolator
whenever I burn.
And a company keeper.
He's a friend.
He's with me.
The very end.
It's just amazing.
It's amazing how the Lord provides. And He's always by my side.
Well, now it's amazing.
It's amazing how the Lord provides.
It's really amazing. It showed up amazing.
It's amazing how the Lord provides.
It's just amazing.
It's amazing how the Lord provides.
And He hears me.
He hears me every time I call.
Holds my hand. It's just amazing.
It's amazing how the Lord provides.
It's just amazing. It's just amazing.
It's amazing how the Lord provides.
It's just amazing.
It's amazing how the Lord provides.
It's really amazing.
It's amazing how the Lord provides.
And He's always by my side.
Pastor Robertson, will you please give us the invitation? Our invitation hymn is going to change. We're going to sing, I Surrender All.
Amen. Amen. Let the church say amen. 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 At this time, we're going to open the doors of the church and extend the invitation to Christian disciple. There may be someone present today who don't have a personal relationship with the Lord. And we don't want you to go into next week without having a personal relationship. He's able to do all things. If you can come at this time. ours to extend. It was yours to accept or reject. May God bless you today.
The center of my joy. All that's good and perfect comes from you. You're the heart of my contentment, hope for all I do. Jesus, you're the center of my joy. Oh, help me sing.
Jesus,
my joy.
Oh,
when I've lost my direction, you're the compass for my way. You're the fire and light when nights are long and cold. In sadness, you are the laughter that shatters all my fears. When I'm all alone, your hand is there to hold.
From you,
yes it does, yes it does. You're the heart. Hope for all. What's his name?
Jesus.
When I've lost my direction, you're the compass for my way. You're the music in the meadows and the streets. The voices of the children, my family and my home. You're the source and finesse of my highest dreams. Oh, oh, Jesus, yes you are. Oh, my joy.
Center of my joy.
Jesus, you are the center of my joy. Jesus, you are the center of my joy. You are everything, everything ever in my sorrow, you're my hope for tomorrow. When I'm lonely, feeling sad, you're the lifter of my head. You're my music, you're my song, you're my joy all day long. Oh, Jesus, you're the center of my joy.
Thank you so much for joining us for our annual Men's Chorus Musicale. If you could give these brothers a round of applause one more time. I won't be before you long, but I also want to ask the brothers who traveled from far to stand one more time so that we can give them a round of applause as well. If you traveled here, our reunion brothers. And we have gifts for them. We have gifts for those brothers.
Okay, this is for Bob. Do you mind reopening your?
Okay.
Bob, do you mind reopening your? We want you all to see the first Sesquicentennial Centennial Cup.
Amen. Amen. I also want to thank the musicians today. Our drummer, Keon Ward. Stand up, Keon. And we have a guest today. His stage name is Jimmy Blazer. I won't tell you his real name because you don't know him like I do, but this is Jimmy Blazer. He's an HT alum playing bass with us today. Also, Miss Precious Coleman, she's been here with me all day today. Well, yeah, oh, there you go. She comes in once a month and plays for us on first Sundays from San Antonio. And so, we're grateful for her. And also Dr. Marcus Rhodes, he's on faculty, one of the music professors at Houston Tillotson. And we also want to thank Dr. Leroy Davis. Amen. Thank you all so much for your contributions, those of you who are patrons, and just for being here today. My late pastor used to say, if you're a Christian, you'll come to church on Sunday morning. But if you're saved, you'll come to church in a thunderstorm. So I know y'all are all saved. Amen. Thank you so much for joining us. We have several other events to celebrate this year-long sesquicentennial. So we're looking forward to seeing you that are guests. Pastor Chase, thank you so much. And the guest musicians, Ms. LaMonica Lewis, Tyrone Mann, all of you, thank you so much for being here. All right. And good night, everybody. Let's go home. Amen. Thank you, Pastor Robinson.
Amen. What a wonderful time we've had today. Oh, man, what a wonderful time. And I knew it was blessed because God let it rain and cool down. Amen. Amen. And so we are indeed grateful for the labors, and we know that musicales such as this didn't come about in an hour. It didn't come about in a week or a month. But somebody was planning, somebody was praying, and somebody was making phone calls. And so we want to show our leadership, Dr. Davis again, and his wife. We're grateful for them. And we're definitely grateful to have Brother Moshe here. Amen. And as Brother Moshe said earlier, we are ready to go. If our hearts and minds are clear, let us stand to be dismissed. Gracious Father, as we make ready to leave this place, but not your presence, we pause now to say thank you. We thank you for allowing us to assemble ourselves together. We thank you, dear Heavenly Father, for allowing us to hear these brothers sing. We thank you, dear Heavenly Father, for the gifts that we saw on today. We pray right now, dear Heavenly Father, that you bless every musician, bless every singer, bless everyone here that is present. We pray for traveling grace, dear Heavenly Father, for those that traveled here. Be with them, dear Heavenly Father. Allow the joy to go with them. We pray for every church that's represented, every pastor, every preacher. We pray that you continue to bless us in these times, and we'll be careful to give you the glory, give you the honor, give you the praise. We just now ask now for the sweet communion of your Holy Spirit. Fall fresh on us, lead us and guide us henceforth and forever, and let everyone say amen. Amen.